Okay, Shir Hashirim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Gimel. In the brown versions, it's on page Kuf Dalid. In the blue versions, it's on... All I know is that when Rabbi Leif gives Reb Tzadik Shir every Friday, so it seems Shirley Williger has his own pre tzadik. It's a different the page layout's different. So every week Rabbi Leif says, "Okay, we're on page whatever, Shirley Williger, you're on your own. You paid more for the older version." So, but I provided both the brown and the blue here, so it's Altima. I got to tell you page in both of them. Okay. Oh? Oh no, and Rabbi Leif is in Flatbush. Okay. Kechut Hashani Sifsei Sayich. Apologize. This morning I feel already my voice is going abyssal. Kechut Hashani Sifsei Sayich. Like the Chut Hashani, the red string, Sifsei Sayich, are your lips. Umidborech Nove. Rashi says, we'll see in a moment, Rashi. But Rashi says Midbarach means your dibur, your speech is noves, nice. Kefelach harimain rakosech, like a piece of a pomegranate, is rakosech, is your face. Mibad l'samosech, near your hair. So, the Rashi learns over here, kichut tashani sifsesayich. So Rashi says, your lips are like a red string, means that Klal Yisrael keeps their promises. Nois laftiach. Their lips are beautiful in their promises to keep what they promise. And he brings a ray, he says, like by the Meraglim with Rochav Azoina, they told her that if you'll put a red string by the window, we'll save your family. So that's why when we want to compare someone who keeps their word, we say your lips are like that red string that was the haftacha that they gave to Rochav Hazoina that they'll save the family when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Umidbarech means your speech. Noveh, so Rashi doesn't say if it's referring to anything specific. Rakaseh, he says, is goiva haponim, the top of the face, eitzel hoinayim. A face is split into two halves, the bottom and the top. So it's a piece of the face. Kefelach means a piece. Harimain of a pomegranate. Rakosech is your face. So it's only a piece of the face, which is the top half. So Rashi says, because we're coming to describe the beauty, he says, V'doimin lefelach chatzi rimain bachutz shehu adaim uskalgal hare kilus benoi ha'isha. So it's saying, it's a way of saying, when you're saying someone's pretty, you say they have a nice complexion, a nice red complexion, right? If you're pale, you're not healthy. So when we want to refer to the face of the person, they say it's like a pomegranate. A pomegranate is red. It has color to it. There's chias to it. And he says, the Medrash tells us that it's because rekonim shebach meleah mitzvahs karimayim. Chazal tell us that even the empty ones in Klal Yisrael are still full of mitzvahs like a rimayim. So therefore, we want to talk about the beauty of Klal Yisrael. We compare them to the rimayim. Mibad tzamasech, that's externally. Tzamasech, if you remember, we had tzamasech once before. The way Rashi learned tzamasech in the first pasuk in this parak, he said that there was a net that the women used to wear on their heads and keep their hair inside. So tzamasech is a remez to the pnimius, things that are kept hidden. Rakasech is the outside. And just like a rimain on the outside is red. So we're saying on the outside you're beautiful. That's besides for the inside of Klal Yisrael, the pnimius, which is also beautiful. So that's how Rashi learns. So the Gaon over here says a very beautiful, beautiful pshat. The Gaon says, we're talking about over here, the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, mitchila haya oimer ana chata ha'am hazeh, v'harehu kemakat regaleim. So the Gaon says a very interesting thing. He says, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol says Vidoy, the first thing he says is, we have sinned. The Klal Yisrael has sinned. Now, we'll happen to say, first of all, that the Lashon Ana Chata Ha'amazeh is not the exact Lashon that he says. That's really paraphrasing the Lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu said after the Chet Ha'egel. But the lashon of the Kohen Gadol is ano, we say on Yom Kippur, ano Hashem chatu avu pashu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael. So that exact lashon ano chatu amazeh is not the exact lashon, but that's the lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Now, just to pause for a moment, I can't not share with you a beautiful Meshech Chachma on this inyan before we even get to the Gain. Because the Gemara, and trying to figure out what lashon the Kohen Gadol uses, so the Gemara says minayin sheba ana. How do you know the Kohen Gadol uses the lashon ana? Ana Hashem, please Hashem. So the Gemara says that we bring. It says kapara here, and it says kapara by the chet egel, which is this anachata mazeh, this pasuk. That's what jogged my memory. So we learn gzeres shava, just like Moshe Rabbeinu said ana. So the Kohen Gadol said ana. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why don't we learn from egla arufa? Because by egla arufa, is there a chumash? Chumash there? Over there, it says kapara also. It says kaper, but it doesn't say ana. So the Gemara asks, why do you learn from the kaper of ana by the chet egel where it says ana there? Why don't you learn from the kaper of egla rufa that it doesn't say ana? So the Gemara flies by akasha. The Gemara flies by akasha. Why you don't learn from there? So Zakta Meshechachma, anytime, says a few places, anytime the Gemara says Kasha, there's a teretz. When you say Tiyufta, the Gemara slowed up. Kasha, you see, the Gemara usually, very often, will keep its premise and just say Kasha and finish, and we move on. So he says, because there's always a teretz on Kasha. So Zakta Meshechachma, Moir de Gazach, he says like this. He says that whenever it says in the Pasuk, that the person is the one achieving the kapara. So in order to make sure that that person knows that he's not really the one who's achieving the kapara, that it's really Tali and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he has to come b'loshon of a tachanunim, of just begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaMispalo has to be mispav loshon tachanunim. You have to, supplication, you have to be, ana means please, you're giving yourself over. So whenever it says in the Pasuk, or it says somewhere, that the person is the one who's the vehicle who's achieving the kapara for whomever it is, therefore he must say ana to show he realizes that it's not really him. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So it says by the Kohen Gadol, v'chiper badai uvar beisei var kol kal Yisrael. He's the one who does the kapara. So if he's the one who does the kapara, so therefore, he has to say b'lashon ana. No, Rabbeinu Shalom, I beg you. What did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ulai achapra." I'm going to go daven to Hashem. Maybe I will be able to bring the kapara. So he was miyaches the kapara to himself. So therefore, what did he have to do? He had to say b'lashon ana. But by egla arufa, it says beferish that the kahanim say kaper la'amcha Yisrael. They don't say we're doing anything. They say Hashem, you be mechaper. They don't have to say ana there because there's no problems. So that's why dafka anywhere it says that the person is doing it, it has to say ana. So he says that's why the Gemara blies by kasha. Why didn't we learn from there? Because over there is takano shaychis. You don't need the ana. So just, that's a geshmak, a meshech chachma, in the understanding of what ana is. Ana is whenever you're doing something, you have to know, it's not you, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that says, so it's back to the Gaon. So the Gaon says, l'chera, what's going on over here? You're coming to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you're being mekatreg, Klal Yisrael did averis, that's a kitruk. You're saying bad against Klal Yisrael. So b'tchila, he's saying they sinned, that's a kitruk. Acha inyan, but what is the inyan? And this is bechlal, an insight into what tshuva and vidui is all about. Shetzarech lizvadei salachet. We know that Rabbeinu Shem wants us to admit to our chatoi. Umayde va'ayzev yiruchem. The person who's mayde, the person who admits to it, va'ayzev, and he does tshuva, yiruchem, that's the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachmanasan. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to have Rachmanasan. Uchamaisha Kasav, like the Pasuk says, Hinini Nishbat Oisach Al Amorech Loichatati. Hashem says, I'm going to punish you for the fact you say that you did not sin. that you didn't sin. So there's a concept here of coming to be moida on our chatoim. Coming to be moida on our chatoim. Now this idea that the guy is saying that when you're moida, when you say we sinned, it's a kitrug, is really a medrash. And the medrash says in Shmois Rabbah, the medrash says, V'chein Moshe kitrug al Yisrael. The pasuk that the Goyim brought, Kilu the Kohen Gadol said it by the Cheto Egel, says the Medrash, the Rav Moshe Rabbeinu said that he was Mikatreg. He was Mikatreg for Klal Yisrael. So Zok the Medrash, but what happened then? When the Malachi Chavala saw that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is being Mikatreg on Klal Yisrael, so they said, Lo Yelanu Esek Lekatreg. We don't have to do anything over here. We don't have to do anything over here. And istalku malachei chavala. And they left. When we're ma'irer our own kitrug, the malachei chavala leave. And then we can say, Rabbeinu Shalom, mimaychal us. There's nobody accusing us of anything. When we start off our own accusation, that's the biggest chus we could have for ourselves. So, and the Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Medrash says, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ata, and now, imtiso chatos. What's a now? Why now? Says the Medrash, because now that all the Mekatrugim have left, because I said a Kitrug, now I could turn to your Rabbeinu Shalaylam, and be Mevakish Kapara. V'zeh umnasoy shal Moshe. This was the umnus of Moshe. Sheherim v'nischakim. He did a shtick here, figuring out how's he going to achieve kapara for such a massive aveira. The Teretz says you got to get rid of all the makatrig, get malachi chavala. How do I do that? I'll be makatrig. Moshe Rabbeinu's makatrig. They say we could go on vacation. Finish. We're done. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Baruch Hashem, just me and you now. Me and you be Michael for Klal Yisrael." So that is the lashon of the Medrash. Now Reb Rebbe over here also brings a zayar, a few zayars he brings, but they're interesting to see. He says, he says, the zayar says on top of page Kuf Ches, if you want to look at it, he says that why is it that it's the translation to Lashon HaKadosh. He says, why is it that the Ma'u Atam, why do you have to say the Chet when you say Vidui? So the zayar says, because a person who's Mefarish his own Chataim, Bezdin Shomaila Nivdali Mimenu. The Bezdin Shomaila leaves for a different reason. Levisha Adam Karav Eitzalatzmai, Vikarav Pasaleidus. See, if you admit yourself, so then again, like the Mekatrikim aren't interested in you. But then the Bezdin has a problem. Your relative, Karav Eitzalatzmai. So, therefore, V'yoyser Eina Kodesh Baruchu Oize V'noisim Koyak LeMekatrik Shilamid Lov Chayv. So you think the Mekatrikim don't know about this? So says the Zohar, Hashem doesn't let them say anything. Why? Because a Maida B'Knas, V'achar Kach Bo'edim, is Potter. We know if you're Maida B'Knas, you steal, right? You're Chayiv Kefil. If you run to Bezdin first, and you're Maida, you're Potter from the Knas. And it's Machlaikas in the Gemara, but the Zohar is saying, according to the Ma'ad Armor, it says, even if Edim come later and say you stole, so we didn't need your admission, but Maida B'Knas is Potter. So once a person is Maida, Maida Vayz of Yeruchim. If you're Maida, so you're Maida yourself, so therefore, it's a Maida B'Knas, even if the Mekatriging want to be Mekatrig, I for yourself, a person's a Karavei Tzalatzmai. So it ends up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, made a system where he forces himself to have Rachmanis on the person. And
question by Allah Nachmavah was saying, why do we add in our fathers?
Because we don't want to get punished for their sins either. Right? It says if you do the same sins as your fathers, you get punished for them, so we might also, yeah. Okay, and that's also the next desire he brings as well, that a person who's mefarish is chatoim. The Zohar asks, what do you mean? Why you have to tell Hashem what you did wrong? You think he doesn't know what you did wrong? The Teretz is the same thing with the Mekatrigim. The Mekatrigim are always saying the chayvus, the bad things a person does. When a person says his own, so then the Mekatrig has to keep quiet and finish. So that is the concept over here of Moideh v'Oizeh Yeruchim, and that's what the back to the Gaon in the Pirush on the Pasuk, Hashem says, I'm going to judge you for saying Loi Chatasi. It's not a kunst to say Loi Chatasi. Adarabba, I want you to say Chatasi. I say, what, I'm going to go and say I did something wrong? No, that's Taka the biggest chus. V'lochein, Masimim beveis hamigdash loshin shal zahiris laharish anachnu chatanu. So Zok the Gaon, in the Beis Hamikdash, we know on Yom Kippur they put a red string on the top of the Heichal. So we're all excited, the red string turns to white. But what's the point of putting the red string? L'chayr, just to see it turn to white? So the guy is saying, no, we put up the red string. Red is a symbol of chet, to show anachnu chatanu. That's why we put up a red string. And then we say, but Hashem, you're going to turn it white, to chaper lanu. Now it's interesting, Reb Rebbe over here brings a medrash, and I don't remember ever seeing this medrash, but the medrash says that Klal Yisrael is like yearning for things that we are missing after the Chorban. And Klal Yisrael says, it's mamash on this pasuk, in Sheol Shem Rabbah, and Kechut Hashani Sifseisayich, Midbarach Noveh. So the medrash says, Midbarach Noveh is referring to the Sar La'azazel, the Sar Mishtaleach. So that brought us Kapara, we missed that. And the medrash says, what's Kechut Hashani? The Lashon Sal Zohiris. We missed that as well. So the Chaira, it's time to say it's referring to it because we missed the simen of what it did. So what? So if we don't have a simen, like what's the aside? Sar Mishtalech was the kapara. What did the Lashon Shal Zahiris do? But according to what the Gain is saying here, it's very geschmack. The Lashon Shal Zahiris also brought about the kapara. Because when we put up that red string, as if we were saying, Hashem, we sinned. And that was a part of our kapara. That's what caused the taka to turn white. That's what caused it to turn white. So that's a part of the kapara. So that's v'zeh she'sazak the guy. That's kechut hashani sif seisayich. That first the lips, our speech, is with our lips. Is kechut hashani was like the red string. It's a mekatrek. Then umidbarech nave. But then our words are beautiful. Shehu einu elo kedei lehisvades. Why are we saying that we sin? Not because we want to be mekatrig on ourselves, because we want to say the vidui that Hashem loves so much, and to say ana kaperna uchut hashani shalosh and shal zayris.
This applies even to a shagig, or even to something he might have been.
Right, adarabba. Well, on one hand, it can be a bigger schus to go and admit the things that you made mistakes over. It's not my fault, so I have to go and say I did something wrong. Why should I bother, right? Why should I go tell Hashem I did something wrong? Now, I should bring up, things that I should bring up. Averis, if I'm amazed, I have no brera, right? But if I'm a shaykeg, so the answer is, because the same thing. If you're going to bring it up, adarab, it's a bigger schus, and that's why it's so important to be a part of the tshuva. We should just know that the Magi Yishalmi says, that first of all, the Gemara tells us by Shimon HaTzadik, we're talking in Chanukah site, today's Ches Tevis. Ches Tevis, Talmai HaMelech, translated the Torah into 70 Lashonis. This is pre-Chanukah, right? And this was the beginning, really, of Yavon making inroads into Klal Yisrael. We mentioned in the Drasha, the Chassam Sofer that tells us that the Pshat and Lashon HaKodesh, in the Drasha we mentioned the Shir HaShirim Shir, and the Shir HaShirim Shir, now today we're mentioning the Drasha, but we mentioned that the Vart of Lashon HaKodesh, Chassam Sofer says, what was the Raya? Yosef says, Kifi HaMedaber Aleichem, speaking Lashon HaKodesh. So the Ramban says, what do you mean? What Lashon HaKodesh are referring to? Hebrew? Because they spoke that in Eretz Canaan. Eretz Mitzrayim is right next to Eretz Canaan. You think they didn't know it? Like, what was the Ramban asked the question. The Chassam Sofer writes on the pasuk El Ginois Ego Zirati over here in Shir HaShirim. I don't remember which pasuk it is. So it says over there El Ginois Ego Zirati. The Medrash says I went down to the Beis HaMedrash, and Ginas Zok the Medrash is Rashi Tevis for Gematria, Nutrikin, and Temura. That in Lashon HaKodesh you have Gematrias. That's Gimel's Gematrias. Nutrikin are like Rashi Tevis and Sofei Tevis. And Temura is what we had the share about a few weeks ago, the Atbash, and we had the other ones in Masechta Sukkah, where all the ways of you switch letters. So Zokta, there's a long Chassam Sofer, it's actually a drasha, he said, L'ches Teves. On Ches Teves, Chassam Sofer is a lot of drashas for Ches Teves. It's in preparation of Atzara B'Teves, but in Taras Moshe and in drashas, Drush L'ches Teves. So he said it today, talking about Talmai, what's the churban of translating the Torah to other languages is that you don't have any of that. There's no gematrias, no gzeres shavas, no sefer tevis, no rashi tevis. You'll know what the words mean, but you don't have lashon hakodesh. And he has a whole thing when the egois has four peels to it. The guy says after the some sefer says. So he says, but there's so much in lashon hakodesh. So he says that the people who talk Lashon HaKodesh, it's not just the words of Lashon Ivri. The people who talk Lashon HaKodesh, in their words are all the gematrias and the Rashi Tevis and all the things, just like the Pasuk speaks that way, and we have to decode it. People could talk that way. People who have Ruach HaKodesh could talk that way, and people who have Ruach HaKodesh could understand what they're talking about. So for example, Kifi HaMedaber Aleichem, the Baal HaTurim says, is gematria Egla Rufa. The same Vayaris HaGolois that he sent Yaakov, he already told it to the Shvatim. So the Chassam Sofer, he was talking Lashon HaKodesh, and that means he had Ruach HaKodesh to do it. And the brothers who understood it also had Ruach HaKodesh. That's what he said, Kifi HaMedaber Aleichem, Kifi HaMedaber Aleichem. So, go totally off topic here. But Shimon HaTzadik, which was pre-Chanukah, when Yevanus was getting in, so he was the first first 40 years of Binyan Bayesheni, Shimon HaTzadik, Vishyari Knesset Hagdala, right, we say in Pirkei Avos, he was the Kohen Gadol. So we say in his days, there were a lot of Nisim that happened. The Ner Maravi never went out, and the Sar LaHashem always came on the right side, and the Chut HaShani always turned white. From then and on, it says, when Klai Yisrael was already, Yavan was making inroads, for the next 100-some years till Hanukkah story, sometimes yes, sometimes not. The Yerushalmi writes that in the first base Hamikdash, the Pasuk says, Im yu chatoechem kashonim kashela gyalbinu. Im yadimu katoila katsemer yiyu. Im yu chatoim kashonim, it's going to be like a red string, katsemer yiyu. It's going to be white like tsemer. In Hilchas Saras, in the Maris Negoim, tsemer is the whitest of the white. Amaret tsemer. Then it says, Vim yadimu katoila, but if it's red like a worm, Kashela Giyu. Did I say the right way? The other way around? Right. Sorry, Shelag is more white than Tzemer. Shelag is the first one. The second one, if it's red like a worm, it'll be like Tzemer, which is a little bit more dull, a dull white. So Zakti Yerushalmi, Yimu Chataim Kashanim, that was in first base Hamikdash. And the Yadimu Katayla, Katzemer Yu was the second base Hamikdash. Meaning, even the second base Hamikdash turned white, but it wasn't the same white as it was in the first base Hamikdash. And Meshech Chachma, and then the Parshas Devarim explains that there was a difference. What's a red string? A red string is really white. Wool is white. You dye it with red. You put something external on it. So when you remove that external thing, what are you left with? The pure white. So Klal Yisrael Averis, in this first base Hamikdash, the Gemara says they were Oiskim Matera, they were Maminim. They had external Averis. There was the Yitzhar of Avidazara, Gilarai, Shvichazdam. They were all external things. But inside, they were really Shalim. So when they got their Kapara, it was white like Shalik. Im Yadimu Katayla, but the second base Hamikdash, we know the Gemara says they did everything. But inside, the Sinas Chinam, the jealousy, that's a Chesaron and Emunah. The Gemara says inside they were rotted. What's a worm? A worm's Metzias. Inside is red. It's not something external. That's what it is. It's red and disgusting. See, even after they got the Kapara, it was still only Katsamer Yi. It was still only a duller white, because to get out of that Avera is much, much harder. Like we're saying, later on, it didn't always even turn white. It didn't always turn white. They wanted to take it down because people were getting depressed every time they saw it didn't turn white. There was no kapara. It was a big problem. So that's over here. The guy is learning shot over here. Now, let's continue. Vo'oid kechut hashani. Another pshat in kechut hashani is heim ha-leviyim sha'imrim shira al-ayayin. It's referring to the leviyim who say shira Al Hayayin, Umidbarech Nave, the word, your words are nice, Hema Kayanim. I'm not sure why the Kayanim are referred to with Dibor. But for the guy doesn't, he doesn't explain, Rav Rebbe is not sure either. What's special about the Dibor of the Kayanim? But he says the Kayanim are Midas HaChesed. Kayanim represent Chesed, Mashayin Kein the Leviim, they represent red, because they say Shira Al Hayayin. Now, it's interesting, the Zayar says an interesting thing. The Zayar says that, the first thing is, the Zayar says that Kayhanim, the Dvarim Shalohem v'amaisim Shalohem heim belachash v'soyim. Kayhanim do things quietly. When it comes to Maisa Karbonis, the Zayar says, it's really about Kavana Belev, and about machshava without speaking. Even machshava's pigol, you have to speak it out, but it's not because you have to make it. It's all about really what's in your heart. But the Leviim, they're all about haramas kol, v'anu ha-Leviim. It's always shira, shira v'zimra. So he says, the Kayhanim, who's supposed to do things in secret, supposed to do things quietly, so they're not allowed to drink wine, because wine brings laharomat kol, brings you to speak loud, and it brings a person to be megala his secrets. Things are supposed to be private. Kayhanim are private. But Leviim are not like that. Adarabba. Leviim are not Midas HaChesed. They're Midas HaGvura. What red is Midas HaGvura. Midas HaGvura, that's supposed to be Begaloi. That you scream. That's your Befarsim Es HaDavar. That's Hashir Shalavim. How you Oimrim Beveis HaMikdash. They said it. They said it loud. But the Kayin, everything by him, is Bebechinas Chesed. The Zayar continues and says, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Boyu Lufanov Birnana. So he says, everything a person, the Zayar says, and this, you can look on page Kuf Tez Zayin, he brings it over here, in the second paragraph. He says that the Zayar is teaching us that when a person wants to serve Hashem b'shleimus, it has to be b'simcha. So that includes the avodas hakarbonis as well, should be b'simcha. B'zok the Zayar, how could you bring a karbon chatas b'simcha? You have to be beruach nishpara. You have to be a broken person when you come to bring a karban chatas. You did an aveira, you're doing tshuva. You have to be moid in front of HaKadosh Baruch. You have to have charat al over. You have to be bahachna. So where's the simcha? So that's the question. Zohar is asking the question. Zohar is asking, so how could you serve Hashem b'simcha in everything, even bringing a karban chatas? So zokt the Zohar, that when a person does an Aveira and he wants to bring a Karban Chatas, he has to be Beruach Nishbara. And he has to be Boich, Vim Boicha Utoiv Menakal. If he cries, that's Mamish the best. So where's the Simcha and the Renana? Sakhtu Zayar Ayideh HaKehanim V'Halavim. The Simcha and the Renana are, the Kehanim and the Levim are Mashlim them. HaSimcha Miskayemes Ayideh HaKehan. The Kayan, who is, we just said, Midas HaChesed. So Midas HaChesed is the furthest from Din. So he's always B'Simcha. And listen to this. We don't have any Kayanim here, but if they listen to the recording, the Zayar says, V'Kayan Tzarech Liyos Tamid B'Fonim Me'irois V'Smachos Yoyser Mikol Sharam. Kayanim have to be much happier and a better mood than anyone else. Ki HaKesser Shaloi, his crown of Chesed, the Midas HaChesed, Goyrim Loi HaSimcha. So that's Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. What's the Renana? Renana singing. Bayi Lefan of Renana, who's singing? That's the Leviim. They're the ones who are singing. The Leviim are Ayindim Al-Ashir. Because since they are, they're Din, they're Gvura, they're Red, they're the Yayin, so when they sing the Shira, that sweetens the Din. That's Mematik Es Hayayin. So he says, so Memela, when a person brings a carbon, it's not just him. It's him. Plus his Ruach Nishbara, the Kayanim Simcha, the Levim's Renana, that's the Shleimus of the Mitzvah of Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Boyu Lufan of Renana. Each one is B'Mechavein as part of this big picture. And he brings another Zayir that says, Tzarech Lizar Shalaya Kaisan, back to the Kayanim. They shouldn't be people get angry, even though we find they have such a midah. It says they have such a midah. Vayis dechayis, they mamish have to be goyver on it. Bishlo yis atzev al inyan of a mikra. We can't be depressed about things. Kedei shlo yin nifka mimokam shenikshar boy. Your midah, kayanim, your midah is chesed. You're going to ruin it. That's why he says, it says when Adam Aviyu died, v'acheichem kol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Kayanim and says, Klal Yisrael is going to cry. You, Kayhanim, are not allowed to cry. Because you always have to be besimcha in front of the Shechina. And so he asked the Kasha then, the Zayar asked, now this is different than the other Zayar. The other Zayar said, a Kayan can't drink wine because he's going to be Megala Soit. But here, the Zayar asked, if you're supposed to be always besimcha, so the Kayan should drink wine. It should make you, wine makes you besimcha. And you have a shining face when you drink wine. Your mamash glowing. So L'chaira, that should be the best thing. So Zok the Zayar HaKadosh, that's in the beginning of the wine. When you get towards the end of the drinking of the wine, so then you become Ba'atzvus. It's not so good anymore at the end. So Mamela, therefore, a Kayan is also to drink B'Shas Avoida, because if you get shikr, you're right, the beginning of the wine can make you happy. But if you get shikr, you can come to Atzvus, and then Adarav, that's mamash Chisaron in the Kayan. He has to serve Hashem always, always b'simcha. So that's over here, according to the second Shah, the going Kichut Hashani is the red, is the Levim, and Midbarach Nov is the Kayanim. Now let's finish off the pasuk. Kefela Harima in Rakoseich. So we said Rakoseich, Igul shalpanim achalak b'leisar. Till now, we talked about, if you remember, we talked about in the psukim before, different parts of the hair. We had sa'arech, like the nazirim had long hair. Then we had samasech, which we said are like the payas, the ends of the head, the corners of the hair. That was referring to the tamidei chachamim. And now we have the face, which has no hair on it at all. The face, the front, the top of your face, rakasek, Rashi said, it's the top of the face, hachalok, that's smooth, b'loy sar, v'heim shar ha'am. We had the nazirim, which were like the kaihanim, the prushim. Then we had the regular tamid chachamim, and now we have everyone else. And that's why they're called the remain. Why? Because afilu reikonim shabach, b'leyim mitzvahs karimain. Like I said, because even the empty ones are full of mitzvahs. L'fi shar rakasek b'loy sar. There's no hair on it, it's empty. So now, why is it only a piece of a remain? A piece of a remain, because there's two halves to your face. So even though we're just talking about the top of the face with no hair, but there's a right and a left, that's keneged ase and lois ase, and this goes into right being chesed, and left being din, and ase and lois ase, but he's saying there's two halves to it. And what's the point? Miba'ad v'tzamaseich. Under the tzamaseich. Who were the tzamaseich? We said tzamaseich were the ends of the hair, which was referring to the talmidei chachamim. So the guy is saying an unbelievable thing. He's saying the reikonim shebach, who don't know anything, the shar ha'am, if they don't have a talmid chacham to teach them how to act, so then they're not going to know what to do. They're going to end up doing whatever they want. They have no hadracha. They have no hadracha. They're not going to end up being mekayim mitzvahs aseis. They're not going to be not over a mitzvahs lois aseis. So therefore, kefelach harimon rakosech. The rest of the nation, they're like the fellow harimon, and they're meleim mitzvahs karimon. When? When is that? When are they able to taka do things, even though they're regular people? Only if mibad letzamasech. Only if they are together with, they're next to the talmid chachamim. The talmid chachamim, he says, Shem tachas talmid chachamim, visarim lamashmatam. They listen to them, kol ma she'omrim lehem talmid chacham. That's when Reikonim Shabach Amaleim Mitzvahs Karimayin. We say the Reikonim Amaleim Mitzvahs Karimayin. So everyone's Amaleim Mitzvahs Karimayin. So the guy says it's not so simple. It's the Reikonim, the people of Resh Ar Ha'am, not the biggest Talmid Chachamim, but they listen to the Talmid Chachamim. If they listen to the Talmid Chachamim who tell them how to act, what to do, and what not to do, so even though they themselves might not be the biggest Talmid Chachamim, we'll call them the Reikonim. But they will end up being Malayim Mitzvahs Karimayim because they know what to do. But stam a guy who knows nothing and he's a Reikon in nothing, how's he going to be Malayim Mitzvahs? He doesn't know what to do and what not to do. So it has to be the Pelach Harimayim is only if it's Mibad Tamasech. Only if it's together with Tamid HaChamim, then we are assured that even the Shar Ha'am, the regular person, is Malayim Mitzvahs Karimayim. And Bez Hashem will continue next week.